Last night I had a very strange dream, and I don't dream very often. This will tell you everything you need to know about my psyche, because I dreamt that I was told that Doctor Who magazine were planning a Jeremy Corbyn themed issue. Indeed. Now, in between that sort of waking and sleeping time, you know, when you're sort of not quite awake but not quite asleep.
No, I don't have that. I have a baby.
No, well, I have that, you see. And for what felt like an eternity, my mind was then trying to work out what I would put into this Jeremy Corbyn-themed Doctor Who magazine. I thought, well, obviously there'll be the big interview with Corbyn, and you'll ask him what he thinks about Doctor Who. Then I thought, well, you'd do a special time team and invite him to watch The Dominators and see what he feels about The Dominators and this passive society, this peacenik society which is invaded. And, you know, I suppose he'd probably think Brian Cant was doing the right thing in having lots of dialogue and sending very stern missives to The Dominators. I thought, well, you'd probably do a fact of fiction on maybe the invasion of the dinosaurs going back to Operation Golden Age. I thought, well, you would probably ask, you'd get Gareth Roberts and Paul Cornell to do a Is the Doctor a Tory discuss.
I'm reading that.
Yeah, you know, I thought, yeah, I can see this. I thought initially, oh, that's a terrible idea, DWM jumping on the bandwagon. But then I thought, I think we could put this together. I think we could make this work as an issue. And I kind of editorialized it, and then I woke up and realized it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, no.
I'd even imagined somewhere in the recesses of my mind that John Freeman had invited Margaret Thatcher into the office to talk about Doctor Who in the 80s. but that hadn't happened either. It was odd. Have I missed anything? What would you put in the Corbyn Doctor Who magazine?
Goodness me. I don't know. Maybe perhaps a special edition of The Watcher edited by Diane Abbott.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
it's funny, isn't it? That's exactly the sort of thing that would have occurred in the Gillatt era, isn't it?
It is.
It would fit very nicely in there.
It is. It's exactly what he would have done. Yes, let's do a Jeremy Corbyn issue. I suppose you would have you'd have done a sort of guest time team, so they'd have defrosted sort of, you know, Ken. Old Red Ken from London, whose second name escapes me now, former mayor.
Well, let's just hope they're not watching Genesis of the Daleks, eh?
Oh, no, that was in there as well. I was thinking, well, you'd have to have Genesis in there. Have I the right and all this? And you know, that interesting look at the dynamic of the bunker. But then I was thinking, but you can't do it without having the Sunmakers in there. All that live, you know, rebellion in Megropolis. In Megropolis 1. It is a very Gary Gillett idea. Wow. I wonder if it'll happen now.
Well, actually, do you know what? I haven't read Doctor Who magazine in a while. Mainly, there's two main reasons for this. One is I don't seem to have as much reading time these days.
Well, indeed.
And two, the reading time that I do have tends to be tech research for the day job, so I do tend to prioritize it. And also, the other thing is, I don't actually buy magazines. I have a subscription to I don't have any, there's no affiliation here. I have a subscription to the Readly app on Android and iPhone and iOS. You pay like £8 a month and you get all the magazines you can read in digital form. Yeah, and it's totally legal. But DWM don't have a presence there, so perhaps if they did, I would probably read it. I mean, I read SFX.
Sounds quite good, actually.
It is. It's really good, yeah.
No, I was only talking about this with someone the other day. I think Doctor Who magazine is the only magazine I buy now.
Right.
I used to buy lots and lots of magazines. Even if I'm getting a train somewhere. In fact, I don't really get a train for longer than about 2 hours. London's probably about the furthest, and that's about 2 hours 5 or something from Manchester. Yeah. And I find that a nice big paper usually does the trick. And I don't even really buy papers anymore. I read all that online. and I used to like a paper. So, yeah, Doctor Who magazine, is it? It is changing at the moment. You can feel it's changing under Marcus Hearn. If I had to kind of put a shorthand on it, I'd say it's probably coming. It's moving from being a tabloid to being a broadsheet. So it feels a little bit weightier, and that it's going in a different direction. Which, like everything, is probably quite good when you've had a similar format for a while. You give it a good shake and a bit of a boost. Anyway, so will we see the Jeremy Corbyn edition? Time will tell. It'd be very commercial, though.
Commercial?
Yeah, it'd be very commercial. Well, I mean, you know, Jeremy Corbyn is a cult figure, much like the Doctor himself.
He is a bit of a cult, you're right, yeah.
Yes. So I could imagine, you know, the Doctor Who fans and the Corbyn fans buying the Jeremy Corbyn Doctor Who magazine special.
Did you think it could be the best-selling Doctor Who magazine ever?
Terrifyingly, I do.
Yes.
yes.
Oh,
yes,
well, you know, it's going to record. Now, is it going to have, you know, a genuine Corbyn photo on the front cover, or is it going to be the Sixth Doctor dressed as Corbyn? You know, Sixth Doctor body with a Corbyn head on. Or a First Doctor?
Oh, God. I think it would probably be the least imperialistic one. So we can probably rule out I've got a feeling they'd drop him into that sort of whimsical Troughton outfit.
Yeah.
That would probably... That, yeah. No. Do you know what? They'd put him... No. You certainly wouldn't put him in the John Hurt War Doctor outfit.
No, I
think they'd Troughton him up. I could be wrong. It's very hypothetical. Anyone's listening and thinks this is a good idea, we're probably already doomed.
Oh, what? I've got it. Deadly Assassin Time Lord outfit.
Oh, yes.
Straight there in the Halls of Power on Gallifrey.
It's a bit Privy Council, though, isn't it? You know, all that sort of Kiss the Ring of Rassilon and things like that. Not sure that's going to fly. No, he's going to... Maybe you do Troughton it. Maybe you do Hartnell him up a bit. You know, I don't know. No, do you know what he is? It's later Tom Baker. You know when Tom really can't be bothered and he's literally just in a white shirt, and an enormous overcoat and a scarf, and it literally is that he's just walked out the alehouse, put the coat on, and gone in. Yeah, it's season 17 Tom Baker outfit, I suspect.
What about a comic strip then?
Oh, Dr. Corbyn.
Who would you have drawing it?
Gosh. Well, that's a difficult one, that, really. I think the abstract stylings of Aid Salmon would do very nicely for that.
Ooh,
that'd be nice. I think, coming back to your deadly assassin thing, he would be battling his enemies within his own sort of organisation, really. Or pensioning off unit. He'd get a job as scientific advisor in unit and then completely get rid of him. yeah.
And Torchwood as well.
Oh, dear. No, they'd be out. Torchwood. No, they'd be out. They wouldn't survive. What use would Torchwood be, you know, in a world of dialogue?
we're really
overthinking this now.
I think my
mind is creative in this sort of semi-waking, sleeping period of creativity.
Well, you know, you've basically dreamed a podcast.
I have, really, haven't I? Gosh.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is. I'll think on this further. There might be a fanzine in this. You know. Corbyn who? Or Dr. Corbyn?
Dr. Corbyn. The thing is, you can go too political, couldn't you, with this? Because I could have just sat here just a few moments ago and discussed how he could be... There could be an interview with him in which he completely supports all of the villains in Doctor Who. Without condemning them.
Well, that's true. Yes, that is indeed true. I would imagine he'll be very upset with the Thals for abandoning their principled stance of pacifism and peace and love, and helping the Doctor sort of turn over the Daleks. You know, there would be great disappointment there.
What do you think Jeremy Corbyn thinks of the Doctor? Do you think that he feels the Doctor is a Guevara-esque freedom fighter, or does he see the Doctor as the tool of imperialism?
Oh, that's a very good question. I suspect it depends on when he tunes in. I would suspect that he's probably a McCoy man at heart. I think he'll like the scruffy little McCoy who wanders into...
I love that they use McCoy as an insult there.
No, I couldn't think of the right word. I mean, I know.
Scruffy little McCoy.
Looked like a pigeon that inherited a suit, but he's become quite nattily dressed nowadays. I mean, he's not the full frilled shirt Pertwee, although that would be quite funny in itself. No, I suspect he's a McCoy man. Right. I think something like the Happiness Patrol would appeal very great. I think he could sit down and watch the Happiness Patrol and be very happy with it indeed. I suspect he'd have serious problems watching Genesis of the Daleks because he would disagree with the whole premise, for starters. He would condemn all violence on Skaro and say dialogue is the right way, not wandering around working out whether to blow them all up or not. No, he's a McCoy man, I think. In terms of the modern show, what do we think? Is there anything in the modern show that he would like or would not appeal to him? I mean, the Time Wars are no go for starters, isn't it?
That's
a definite non-starter.
Well, there's the Zygons, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true.
The integration of the Zygons, which isn't the name of the serial.
I suspect he probably doesn't like the Doctor, actually. I can't see, he would rather the Doctor was, I guess, using back channels and on protest marches and leading from the front, and quite probably on trial in The Hague as a war criminal.
Well, the Doctor doesn't have a great record, does he? So,
No, that's true. Even in the new series, actually, he's better in the new series, I guess. I mean, I would say pre-McCoy, he's pretty indefensible in what he does. Colin Baker, pretty ruthless. Peter Davison, pretty ruthless, but does at least have the good taste to go, there should have been another way, or this was a terrible thing that's just happened, while he's ankle deep in blood of people he's just killed. Tom Baker gives you the moral outrage, I guess. But he's still quite happy to blow things up and kill people and lock people in rooms and gas them. So he's probably not much better. Pertwee doesn't feel like it. Pertwee always seems to strive for another way, actually. He gets a load of grief because he calls people old chap and drinks in Tory clubs. But I think he's probably the most morally consistent of all the Doctors.
Yeah. He's the interesting one, isn't he, for Corbyn? Because, superficially, that would be like the anti-Corbyn Doctor, perhaps.
It would. But he's always seeking dialogue, when you think of the Silurians and the Sea Devils.
Yeah.
Always, he's always trying to see the good side of the Master and rehabilitate him. He's got that moral outrage and, you know, like when he gives the controller a load of grief in Day of the Daleks. Day of the Daleks,
yeah.
You know, actually, I think Pertwee's been quite badly served by some quite angry fan commentary from the 90s, led by, I hate to say it, the otherwise excellent Paul Cornell, which started with his review of Terror of the Autons in the early 90s in DWB, in which I think he more or less started this Pertwee is a Tory meme, which is based on him, you know, going on about Tubby Rowlands and down the club and things like that. But that, to me, is just the Doctor, you know, sitting in comfortable leather chairs, drinking nice wine. We don't know what he's talking to Tubby Rowlands about. He might be giving Tubby Rowlands the bollocking of his life for having servants or, you know, going grouse shooting and things like that. So, yeah, oddly enough, I think so far as it stands, probably Pertwee is closest to the Corbyn worldview. If a bit flasher, you know.
Well, he couldn't be much less flasher, I don't really think. Yeah. So a Doctor Who magazine all about Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, I think we've got here first. I think we're onto something. Gareth's crystal ball tells me in 5 years' time, when Corbyn is unveiled as the new Commissar of Great Britain, I think, you know, and I for one will welcome our new ruler, I think that there will be a Doctor Who special magazine, Corbyn special. And it could be tremendous. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? It could be repeated across the news shelves as well.
It could.
Other publications it could. Following suit.
It could. There'd be a Jeremy Corbyn retro gamer magazine where all games that involve violence are outlawed. So we're left with Quicks and
a few adventure games.
A few adventure games.
Text are adventure violent. Games.
No, they're very violent.
Oh yeah, they are. They are.
You know.
Art packages.
Yeah, art packages. Yes, art packages. And yeah, you can't have lemmings or anything like that. Yes, interesting. It that might be a slimmer volume actually than the Corbyn Doctor magazine. Goodness me.
A nice issue of knitting magazine with some Jeremy Corbyn knitting patterns as well. That sort of thing.
Yeah. I'd imagine that you know that Gardeners Monthly, Gardeners World would be there'd be a super.
Oh. Yeah.
Bumper issue that. I mean, I'd imagine Corbyn's marrows are the absolute toast of the allotments.
I just think you're probably right, and I also suspect that Drain Covers Monthly will be. Very difficult to get hold of.
If they haven't had one already, I'll be stunned. if they haven't had a Jeremy Corbyn guest edited edition, I'll be absolutely stunned.
This is a Beyond Cast Sturberus podcast. Available on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher.com, Player FM, and BeyondCastSturberus.com.